My name is Alyssa Greenberg, and I'm a senior art history major from Brooklyn, New York, and today I'll be talking about Kusama's baby carriage.
Yayi Kusama's life history, split between stints in Japan and the United States, invites analysis of her artwork through a transnational perspective. She was born in Matsumoto City, Japan, in 1929 to a wealthy family. Her childhood was marked by an early interest in drawing as well as by mental illness. She experienced hallucinations and extreme anxiety. This mental illness played a tremendous role in her psychologically charged art. She called her own artwork both a symptom of and the cure for her obsession, her illness. In 1961, Kusama began to create accumulations, a series of sculptures. Her process consisted of completely covering found objects such as household furniture, frying pans, tea kettles, watering cans, mixing bowls, suitcases, pocketbooks, high-heeled shoes, a baby carriage, and coats and dresses with fiber or cotton-stuffed phallic forms. Kusama's baby carriage is part of the accumulation series. For this project, Kusama took an actual baby carriage and saturated its interior and exterior with sewn cloth sacks filled with a combination of kapok, foam, and feathers. Nestled inside the baby carriage are three stuffed toy kangaroos. In its original incarnation, the sculpture was white, with Kusama's signature polka dots in red. In its current iteration, the sculpture is spray-painted with aluminum enamel. Remnants of the white and red coloration can be seen in certain places where the sacks sewn onto a cloth covering the carriage join with the carriage. The sacks all share a simple shape, but vary in terms of size and amount of stuffing. Some of the sacks are larger in shape than the human phallus, others fall within the range of the average size of the human phallus, and still others are smaller. This variation suggests the process of bodily growth, development, and maturation. All the phalluses appear very organic and corporeal, though not virile. They appear flaccid rather than erect. Larger ones emerge next to small ones and other large ones. More densely stuffed ones grow next to other densely stuffed ones and roomier ones. This lack of order and rhythm adds to the sense of chaos and dynamism. The kangaroos are stuffed tightly as possible, giving a stiff and lifeless effect, contrasting with the phalluses, which are more animated. Each kangaroo is differentiated. Kusama manipulates them with glue or paint so that they vary, with ears pointing upwards or flattened against their heads, or their tails free or adhered to their backs or sides. Kusama's choice of the kangaroo to represent the baby draws from the particularity of the anatomy of the kangaroo, its pouch. The pouch serves as a metaphor for receptivity. The sexual content of these simultaneously humorous and aggressive sculptures was ignored by contemporary critics, who instead connected them to the blossoming pop art scene. However, Kusama perceived the slick, industrial, commercial aesthetic of pop art as too mechanical. The critical responses to Kusama tend to focus on the question of classifying her work within the framework of a particular artistic movement or school. The transnational aspect of her artwork is reflected in the reception it received in New York. It was greeted by a mentality that exoticized Japanese art. Kusama acknowledged, exaggerated, and capitalized on these archetypes by wearing kimonos to her exhibitions despite never wearing them in Japan. The lens of feminism provides a useful perspective on Kusama's work. Laura Hauptmann calls Kusama's accumulations, quote, a none too subtle commentary on a world absurdly, if suffocatingly, dominated by the male gender, unquote. Her work condemns oppressive patriarchal authority. Kusama resists male domination and asserts her subjectivity by possessing and controlling thousands of phalluses. This power over manhood is her triumph, her liberation from oppression and dependency, and her celebration of her own ability to avenge herself. At the same time, her work conjures the quintessential stereotype of a passive, captive woman as prisoner with no personal identity, who is isolated from the world and forced into a dull existence. The committed, automatic, repetitive tasks inherent in her process mirror the quintessential rituals of housekeeping and crafts traditionally assigned to women. Her artistic process becomes a performance commenting on this feminine ritual. Baby carriage, along with the other accumulations images, demonstrates how even objects with the most feminized valence imaginable can actually be saturated with evidence of manhood. Kusama deflates the myth of motherhood as a site of female empowerment and agency. By reworking this myth created by patriarchy, she overturns patriarchy and reestablishes a feminine identity on her own terms.
Thank you for listening to this podcast, and please check the Allen Memorial Art Museum's website for additions to this series.